Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the All About Entrepreneur Show, and I am so excited to be sitting here with a phenomenal entrepreneur. Well, I tell you, you never know what to expect here on the show. This is Coach Lilisa. I am in my virtual studio, which travels with me everywhere I go, and we are live, we are recording live from 8876 Colerain Avenue. 8876 Colerain Avenue. Now, what's so special about 8876 Colerain Avenue? Well, you're about to find out because I am sitting here with, actually, this is just a phenomenal woman. She's a business owner. She's an entrepreneur. Some of you have heard us talk about this particular entrepreneur in the past, and I'm so honored to be here with her. I am extremely excited that she's my baby sister, and so that makes it a double pleasure. But I just would like to introduce to you right now Ms. Hope L. Harper. Hope, welcome to the show today.
Thank you very much, Lilisa.
Well, you know, I tell you, I've been on a new journey now. I want to start going around live and going out live talking to entrepreneurs. You know, this shutdown, this government shutdown, has really stirred up something in me to go out and to let people know that just because the government is shut down, that you don't have to shut down. And just so happens, I had to come here. This is my hometown, Cincinnati, as is yours. I had to be here anyway, and I thought, what better opportunity? You know, I love golden opportunities, Hope. I would think as a business owner, you would know something about that.
A little bit about golden opportunities. Yes.
And so I see this as a golden opportunity with this shutdown to come and interview a woman who is not shut down, who has a business, who is running, and who has been in operation. So we're just going to talk to you about your business. For those of you who are tuned in, we got a little late start with the show today. Normally our time is 7 a.m., but we were on a plane at 7 a.m. We couldn't possibly do it. And so I think it's better to do it here in person. And some of you have been watching my pictures I've been posting on Facebook, or if you're on Twitter or even Instagram, I've posted a couple of pictures there. I've been here at the dry cleaners all day since around 11 to about 11:30 today, this morning, and I've been taking pictures and just watching this awesome, awesome entrepreneur in action. We are in Custom Care Cleaners located at 8876 Colerain. And I'm just so fascinated by the work that she's doing. It's in a mall right next door to car dealerships, Penn Station, Sherwin-Williams, a lot of other very well-known businesses, and you've been here. So let's start with, how long have you been in business?
It'll be 7 years February 1st. This February 1st coming, it'll be 7 years.
Well, we'd like to say congratulations right there. Seven, that's God's number for completion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like you're completing what you started. And that must feel great. You must feel good about that. I mean, I know that there are challenges in any business,
challenges. It depends on the business that you're in, the type of challenges. But
well, you certainly have the type of business that I would think could bring about some challenges. For one thing, I can say it's been very hot here. The temperature outside was probably in the 70s here, but inside it feels like it's been like about 120.
It is just a different type of heat. It's more like a sauna heat,
the hot heat
versus the sun. It's more like the a sauna heat. But you do get used to it,
okay.
Or you do get acclimated. You warm up with it when you start the morning. You just kind of warm up with it. You get used to it.
The sauna heat, I like that because I need to lose a few pounds too. So you've been in business 7 years, and you are a woman who's in business. Tell me, what inspired you or motivated you to start your own business? And is this your only business? I mean, do you do this full-time, or is this just a part-time business?
This is full-time and a half. And it's a job where you're a janitor and, you know, you might be a plumber, and so you wear multiple hats. But
what motivated you to get into this business? And
my father motivated me.
Okay.
My father motivated me to get in this industry when I was 12 years old. That's a long time ago. And when he introduced it to me, I just fell in love with it. And I just was going to work with my father. So I thought that I was just going to work with Dad in the summer. Little did I know I was going to fall in love with it. And so it's something to me fascinating to see a garment come in worn or dirty, if you will, and to leave back out like brand new. That just was always fascinating to me. And that's what sets us apart from the rest, that fascination.
So would you say that's also like your passion?
Oh, for sure. That's what motivates me to stay in here when it's 102.
That's what keeps you in the sauna.
That's what keeps me in the sauna. But, yeah, this is definitely, I love it.
Now, I happen to know that this is a beautiful cleaner. It's a beautiful location, a nice store. So did you start this business from scratch, or how did this come about?
It is. We had engineers come in and help me to set it up, make sure this location is even capable. There's a lot of equipment, boiler, all type of equipment in here, cleaning machines, but it has to be capable to handle with the drains and so forth. So, yes, engineers came in and they guided me through what I wanted to have, and they let me know what I can and couldn't have. But, yes, had an engineer.
And what are some of so it was congratulations again. I mean, I don't know how often you hear that and how many times, you know, people really tell you about the success, that you're such an inspiration, you know. And I know, yes, you're my baby sister, and I'm not doing this just because you're my baby sister, because, I've been in the dry cleaning business in terms of working in a cleaner, and I know this is very, very, very hard work. So it's not just because you're my sister. However, you just happen to be my sister. And so I would just like to know, like, what are some of the challenges just being in business, not necessarily this particular industry, but just being an entrepreneur? As an African-American woman, you got into the business relatively young. So tell me what that's like.
Opening up all the mail.
Aha. That's one of the challenges, huh?
Especially when you are owner-operator.
Uh-huh.
Your day doesn't end when you're done cleaning and pressing clothes. So now then you have to sit down, open up all the mail. You have to make sure that you get your bills in on time, your sales tax in on time, your taxes in on time. You know, there's a lot more that goes into staying open than just what looks like from the outside looking in. So
how do you do all of that? I'm sure you have, you know, accountants that work with you and people that can do your taxes, but what about your marketing? Who does your marketing? How do you get your marketing done? How do you get your customers? I was sitting here today, and I saw, you know, several customers. I even waited. Y'all see me. I put a picture on Facebook But I've even waited on a couple, because I did work in this business before, so I have some knowledge. But I bagged some clothes. You got your racks are full of clothes. I've taken pictures. How do you get on all these customers and keep them in such hard economic times where I would think people would be actually maybe washing their clothes? How do you do it?
One of the things I do, and I'm not being, I mean this in no arrogant kind of way, I care about what I do. So I know that I'm satisfying my customer, because that is my goal. From the time I open my eyes, my goal is to make sure that when my customers take their, my customers don't even check the bag here. I encourage them to, but we never have a problem. So, but it is just my number one goal to deliver 100% satisfaction guaranteed. When you pull that bag off, you're going to work, you're going out, whatever the case may be, you have to look on top of your A game, you have to look crisp and crispy, and it has to be clean. That's what you bring it here for. And that's what makes me feel comfortable. And that's, I feel my marketing. I'm not ashamed to market what I do, because I already know that I'm going to do it right.
Well, you know, I know that, you know, you have customers coming in, you're busy, I've heard the phone ringing, I don't want to hold you too long, but I just wanted to have an opportunity to interview you. I think you're going to be such an inspiration to so many entrepreneurs all over the country, if not the world. I just see your business growing and growing. I've watched it grow over the past 7 years, and we wish you all the best, and we just want to let people know where you're located. So if you could just, you know, tell people where you're located, give them a contact number, and tell them actually, you know, how they can get you on Facebook as well.
8876 Coleraine Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45251. Phone number 513-245-2246. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Hope Harper. She has a customer. She has to go. But this is Coach Lalisa, and I am here in Cincinnati, Ohio. You've been listening to All About Entrepreneurs, and that was my exclusive interview with Ms. Hope Harper. And she's, like I said, she's a businesswoman, she's an entrepreneur, and you know, here on All About Entrepreneurs, it is all about the entrepreneur. Again, I do apologize for the show starting late today, but I did not want to be, I went on and started it anyway, because I didn't want to be remiss to get that interview in with Hope. And probably before I leave here, Cincinnati, before I leave this weekend, I'm going to do a video as well, and actually that will air on YouTube. But I am going to definitely blow up what this young woman is doing, because I believe that we need to have, she needs to have a staff of about 20 people, because that's how good her work is. For those of you who are out of town, I do believe now her customer's gone, so she may even come back over there. We just have a few minutes left to the show. But I do believe you may even be able to have your clothes shipped and have them pressed. I know some people do. I brought clothes with me. I do not come to Cincinnati without a garment or two that I don't want to trust to anyone else. I mean, I get my clothes cleaned in New Jersey, but I need certain things. I need it done by custom care, and I need it done by Hope Harper. And when I get back to New Jersey and a couple of engagements that I have, I'll be wearing one of the garments that she cleaned and pressed, and I'll be able to say, I will definitely, if you don't, I'm going to wear a couple of outfits, and I'm going to be able to say, this was cleaned by Hope Harper's, Hope Harper at Custom Care, and just watch how that takes off. So I'm very excited to be a part of this. Again, watch out, and I also want to say congratulations to Ms. Hope Harper. She is also one of the winners of our Women Leaders in Entrepreneurship Awards. Woo-hoo! Congratulations. We will be having the award conference ceremony will happen next year, 2014. So we're revving up for that. We have about 20 women who are leaders in entrepreneurship. So they're not just leaders, they're not just entrepreneurs, but they're leaders in entrepreneurship. And she has inspired so many other women and men to go into business. And we know that she'll be in business for the rest of her life because she has what it takes. She's a true entrepreneur, and I'm so honored that she was able to spend a few minutes with us here on All About Entrepreneurs. I thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a great, wonderful weekend. This weekend, enjoy it, and we will see you back on Monday. Monday, I'll have an exciting show. I post on Facebook that I said that I have a story behind a person that I met outside of Custom Care Cleaners. This joint was jumping today. I'm telling you, I met some wonderful, wonderful people. And please, if you have any family or friends, all of us know somebody. If you have any family or friends who are in the Cincinnati region, we would ask that you would come out and support our All About Entrepreneurs, entrepreneur, Hope L. Harper, right here at Custom Care Cleaners. Have a great, wonderful weekend. This has been Coach Alisa.